Good morning again as we gather together for worship. Thank you for being with us and for making the time to share together in this way. We're going to begin our worship this morning as we sing together, "All praise to our redeeming Lord, who joins us by his grace and bids us each to each restored together seek his face." We sing together. So we turn to our Lord in prayer. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you for your grace that binds us together. We thank you, Lord, that in community, although we are separate, that we are one. We thank you, Lord, that because of your grace and your love, you are the one who binds us together as community, as church, as the family of God. And so, Lord, as we worship together, we come to offer you ourselves. Although we might be separate, we are together. We come to offer you ourselves in our worship, recognizing you for the God that you are, acknowledging you as our Lord and our Savior, as the one who has demonstrated love, grace, and mercy, and the one who calls us into this moment. And so, Lord, we would pray that you would bless us as we meet together. But even that we know, Lord, we recognize our own sin. Those things we have said, thought, and done, which separate us from you and from others. Those things that are so against the kingdom you call us to live in and to be part of. And so, Lord, we ask that you would forgive us for all our sins. Forgive us for things that separate and that do not bind us together. Lord, we know that you demonstrated your love and your grace upon the cross and you died for all our sins. And so, Lord, it is our prayer that as we confess our sins, you in your mercy would extend that grace to us and set us free from the guilt we feel. Release us from the burden we carry. And so, Lord, release us again to be connected with you in a deep meaningful way. Release us again to be connected with others in relationship. Thank you, Lord, for your forgiveness, for your constant grace, for your presence in our midst. We give you thanks, Lord, for all your blessings that you shower upon us. Thanks for the church community. Thank you, Lord, for all that you do for us. The air that we breathe, the life that we live, the connections we have. We are deeply grateful, Lord, for your involvement in our lives. So, Lord, we worship you. In your precious name we pray. Amen. So I invite you to hear our scripture lessons for today. We have two scripture lessons, the first from the Gospel of Mark and the second from the book of Acts. I read firstly from Mark chapter 10, verses 6 to 9 and then verses 13 to 16. But in the beginning, at the time of creation, God made them male and female, as the scripture says, and for this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and unite with his wife, and the two will become one. So they are no longer two but one. No human being must separate then what God has joined together. Then verses 13 to 16, Jesus blesses little children. Some people brought children to Jesus for him to place his hands on them. But the disciples scolded the people. When Jesus noticed this, he was angry and said to his disciples, "Let the children come to me and do not stop them, because the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. I assure you that whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child will never enter it." Then he took the children in his arms, placed his hands on each of them, and bless them. Acts chapter 2, verses 43 to 47. Life among the believers. Many miracles and wonders were being done through the apostles, and everyone was filled with awe. All the believers continued together in close fellowship and shared their belongings with one another. They would sell their property and possessions and distribute the money among all according to what each one needed. Day after day they met as a group in the temple, and they had their meals together in their homes, eating with glad and humble hearts, praising God and enjoying the goodwill of all the people. And every day the Lord added to their group those who were being saved. May God bless those readings to us, in Jesus' name. A number of years ago, I had the privilege of traveling to America, where I went to California and visited a reserve of redwood trees. The redwood trees are the largest living things on earth, and they're the tallest trees in the world. Some of them measure over 100 meters into the sky. Some of them are over 2,500 years old. They are the largest living things on earth. And you would think that a tree that large would have a tremendous root system that reached down tens of meters into the ground to keep such a huge tree upright. But that's not the case. Redwoods, in fact, have a very shallow root system, on average about 2 meters deep. The roots of these trees, however, are so intertwined and so interlocked and connected and tied in with other trees around them that their strength comes from below. When storms come and winds blow, the redwoods stand firm, because underneath the surface of the ground, they are bound together. They are connected to one another. with an interlocking root system, they support and sustain each other. They need one another to survive. So do we. So do we. In society, we would call our support unit the family, or those who are closest to us. The people who are there to hold us when we hurt, to encourage us when we're down, to nurse us when we're sick, to cheer us on as we play, to celebrate with us as we succeed, and to nurture us as we grow. In our faith, God has given us His church to be our support system, what we might call the family of God. Through Christ, we are bound together in community. We belong to each other. This is our God-given support system, as I said, known as the family of God. So both our families in society and our family of God meet a crucial need in our lives, the need for connection. Connections are essential. Connections are the essence of life. If you think about your body for a moment, it contains organs and muscles and bones, but they only work well because they're connected. Bones are connected with tendons. Organs are connected in some way or another. Muscles are connected to bones. If they're not connected, well, our bodies wouldn't function. If our organs weren't connected, we would die. The community, the family of God, is the same. If we're not connected, then we become attenders and not members. We become spectators and not participators. We become consumers and not contributors. The results of not being connected is that we will never grow in our faith or in our relationships. If we're not connected, we miss the essence of life. It was Rick Warren who said these words about how we need connections. He put it this way: you were created for relationships. We have this longing for belonging, and that's why loneliness is so painful. We live in a world where loneliness is often spoken about, or not spoken about, but is seen as the unspoken disease. A number of people who are left alone. Right from the beginning of creation, the very first thing that God said that was not good, He said that there was lots that was good, but the first thing that He said was not good was that man should be alone. And so He created male and female. And those connections grow into adulthood as eventually husbands and wives get married. The connections that God has made for us with other people. When you're not connected with significant others, when you're not connected in friendships and relationships, when you're not connected, life is empty. Connections teach us to love. And that's why when Jesus was asked what mattered most in life, He said these words: love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and spirit, and love your neighbor as yourself. And the only way to learn that is through relationships. Relationships in the world and relationships in the church. We can go on and on and on, but connections help us to understand life. Connections empower us. Connections teach us. Connections keep us growing. Connections increase our confidence. But here's the big one. Especially in today's world, I believe we need to learn how to connect. We need to learn how to connect again. That's why Jesus sent his son, so that he could do what we never could do. Jesus is our connector. Jesus connects us with God. He demonstrated God's love all the way from his birth through to Pentecost and beyond. Because of who Jesus is, he comes to connect us to God. Remind us again of the available grace, forgiveness, and mercy. Remind us again that God accepts us no matter what, as long as we respond to him. Jesus connects us to God. Jesus connects us to others. Because if we're going to follow the Gospels and follow Christ's teaching as his followers, he reminds us again about how we connect with others. We need to forgive and serve. We need to love and be in community, which builds connections. Throughout Scripture, we see in the ministry of Jesus that he was connecting with people and that he connected people. In our Mark passage, we read that story about marriage, about family. But today's world, families are often dysfunctional, disrupted. So many of us know what it means to be disconnected. So much of our world centers around disconnect. We all know about broken relationships, broken families, dysfunctional relationships. And those things lead to hurt and pain, fighting, discontent, unforgiveness. So opposite to what God calls us to. So opposite to what God intended. Jesus connects people. And again in Mark's gospel, he reminds them of our relationship with God is like that of a child. Even children have a place in God's kingdom. In fact, the kingdom of God is like the faith of a child, where there is connection. In our Acts passage, I wonder if you noticed this single phrase. It comes from verse 44. The believers continued together in close fellowship. Let me remind you that in the New Testament church, it wasn't easy to be a Christ follower. There were times that were really tough. Persecution of Christian faith and of Christians was rampant. But the Christians bound together in community, because they knew that they needed each other. And so they offered support and strength. And they needed that if they were going to remain faithful to Jesus. It isn't easy for us today to be followers of Christ and to truly live for him. We're surrounded by distractions, by lack of focus, by interruptions. We're surrounded by so many temptations, and with that comes discouragement, apathy, doubts, sin, failure, rejection, all of those things bringing disconnect into our lives. But God in his wisdom created a system where we would not be alone. He's given us each other. He's given us our church family. He's given us a community. The believers continued together in close fellowship. The community of the apostles and disciples did amazing things in the first century. They changed the world in so many ways. Why? Because they were connected and they knew what connected them to each other. We maybe need to relearn this connection. We need to learn to connect, to forgive, to love, to serve, to share, to accept and respect. We need to learn to live in community. As Paul wrote, the believers continued together in close fellowship. There is strength in being connected. There is community in being connected. There is creativity in being connected. There are resources in being connected. Together, we can do great things for God and for the world. But it does depend on our connections. Just like the redwoods of California, as big and as huge as they are, with their relatively small root system, their strength comes from their roots being connected to all the other roots around the trees around them. We need to stay connected to each other and to God. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you for your grace. We thank you for your message and your call upon our lives to be connected. We pray, Lord, we would remain connected to you, and we wouldn't allow things to get in the way of that connection. We would pray, Lord, for our connections with those around us, especially those closest to us. May we keep learning to connect. May we forgive. May we love. May we serve. May we reach out. So, Lord, keep us connected to you. Keep us connected to each other. Help us, Lord, in your kingdom to be a witness of connectedness. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Our final song, not a well-known hymn, but the words really are relevant for our message today. Help us to help each other, Lord, each other's cross to bear. Let us our friendly aid afford and show our loving care. We sing together. Thank you again for worshipping with us, and so receive this blessing as we go our separate ways. May the grace, the love, and the fellowship of God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.